Bob Garsh spent 22 years in the armed forces. Today he's retired, but much of his job is simply putting a face to the millions who have served in all wars. He volunteers at one of the nation's major military memorials, and his story is one that makes visitors think about the price of freedom. It's today's edition of The American Countryside.
Before I started working as a soil scientist.
Before I became a systems engineer.
Before I got started in aerospace.
I was a kid making discoveries.
I did my first lab experiment.
I found out science is cool.
In 4-H.
In 4-H.
In 4-H.
You never know when a spark will ignite the imagination and open up a world of possibilities for a young person. That's why 4-H has taken on the commitment of fostering 1 million new scientists and engineers for America's future workforce. With the help of companies and universities around the country, 4-H is growing the next generation of great thinkers.
1 million new scientists.
1 million new ideas.
Learn more and see how you can help at 4-H.org.
Bob Garsh served two tours in Vietnam and spent a total of 22 years in the military. Today, he volunteers at the National D-Day Memorial in Bedford, Virginia.
There's such a huge part of our population that has no clue about the military. You know, they've never served in the military. No one in their family has ever served in the military. And it's a big mystery.
Bob not only shares the story of the memorial, but seeks to put a face to those who have served during all wars. The D-Day Memorial opened in June of 2001.
I've had people come here that have been to the World War II Memorial in Washington, and I've had several people tell me that this is a much more moving experience, a much better memorial than the World War II Memorial in Washington. And I think a lot of that is because they do take the tour here, and they're actually interacting with someone who tells the story.
He provides tours to people from all walks of life. Young, old, Americans, Europeans, history professors to veterans. He says it's many times hard for people to comprehend the sacrifices made in the fight for freedom.
When I talk about the numbers, like on D-Day, the plaques here show the names of about 4,400 soldiers, sailors, and airmen that died on D-Day. And that sounds like a lot of people, but then it's like, well, where's the reference point? And I point out that during the American Revolution, over a period of about 6 years, the total number of battle deaths during the Revolutionary War of the colonists was about 4,400.
But many people wonder why the National D-Day Memorial is in a town in rural Virginia with a population of about 6,000 people. The significance of this town in American history is next time as we travel the countryside. In Bedford, Virginia, I'm Andrew McCray.